From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The debate over what happened in Benghazi, Libya, erupted anew today. Republicans have been blasting UN Ambassador Susan Rice for the way she characterized the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. But in an afternoon news conference, President Obama forcefully defended her.
When they go after the UN ambassador, apparently because they think she's an easy target, then they've got a problem with me.
He says he hasn't decided whom he will appoint to succeed current Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But Rice is clearly a front-runner for the job. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Republicans are vowing to block her and are calling for a Watergate-style congressional committee to look into Benghazi.
Senator John McCain of Arizona is leading the charge to set up a select committee to investigate the September 11th attack in Benghazi that killed the U.S. ambassador and three others. McCain says there are just too many questions: why the U.S. consulate was so poorly protected, and why the U.N. ambassador gave what McCain called false information on five Sunday talk shows.
And if Ambassador Rice was relying on intelligence assessments, as she insists, why were those assessments so dramatically at odds with the earliest reports from our people on the ground?
McCain says he will do whatever is necessary to block Rice if she's nominated to become the next Secretary of State. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina echoed that sentiment.
I don't think she deserves to be promoted. There are a lot of qualified people in this country the president could pick, but I am dead set on making sure we don't promote anybody that was an essential player in the Benghazi debacle.
The language has been harsh. McCain says Rice is not qualified, and Graham says he doesn't trust her.
And the reason I don't trust her is because I think she knew better, and if she didn't know better, she shouldn't be the voice of America.
But Susan Rice is a trusted advisor to President Obama. She's a member of his cabinet, and as UN ambassador, she advocated for tougher sanctions on Iran and played a key role in facilitating international action on Libya. President Obama says she has served with, quote, toughness and grace.
If Senator McCain and Senator Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me. And I'm happy to have that discussion with them. But for them to go after the UN ambassador, who had nothing to do with Benghazi, and was simply making a presentation based on intelligence that she had received, and to besmirch her reputation, is outrageous.
State Department and CIA officials have been briefing members of Congress in a series of closed-door meetings this week. President Obama says he will put forward every bit of information he has on Benghazi. It's not clear if that will be enough to help Susan Rice get confirmed by the Senate. President Obama says he hasn't made his selection for Secretary of State yet. Ambassador Rice also avoided questions about her future when she spoke earlier this week to reporters in New York.
I love my job here at the United Nations. I always have. I always will. And I look forward to continuing to serve for as long as President Obama would like me to.
She's made no secret, though, that she wants to be back in Washington with her family and in a prominent role in a second-term Obama administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.